Hi, I'm interviewing Henry about their opinions on the student council elections, specifically the Kiki and Clarence versus Fez and Zafire election. So Henry, you want to say hello?
Hello. Great podcast intro.
Okay, so to start off, right, who do you think you're going to vote for?
Well, obviously, since I have no opinions and don't know anything, Fez and Zion Freeman, because they're the most professional looking and acting, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not that important because it's student council, but it's more important than you think, and like a lot of people are just clout chasing and whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they don't want it for the position. Fez and Zion seem like they're actually genuinely interested. And, you know, they have the talk to back it up from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Supposedly what I've heard, and Clarence is my source's cousin. I'm not going to say names, but supposedly what I've heard, a little bird told me.
A little birdie?
That Fez is a supposed resume builder. And I say that with quotation, air quotates, marks. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Resume builder.
Yeah, as in he's just running for student council just because he wants to be able to put it on a resume.
Well, who the fuck? What? Who wouldn't do that? Hello? Are you kidding me?
But yeah, so there's like a whole Instagram hate page dedicated
who
to it.
Who cares, dude? If you're going to run for school president and you're going to do a good job of it, of course put it on your resume. It's a good point to make. It shows you're a leader and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes
That's
sense.
That's dumb.
Yeah,
you're hating on someone who's literally just using their, like, opportunities for, like, more advantageous, like, situation in the future.
Mm-hmm. Other thing that I've heard is that Kiki and Clarence are doing it just for the popularity part.
No, I believe that, more or less.
Yeah.
Like, but then again, I don't know anything, so, like,
I mean,
it's a little bit swayed, but, you know, when you're trying to get an election going, you want the moderates to come over to you,
mm-hmm.
which is more or less what I am, because I don't really have an opinion, but you want the moderates to come over you.
Right.
So then you have, like, I have heard it's for the clout chasing from them.
Yeah. So, who do you think has the better video?
The better video?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, man. This is not something I'm good at.
Have you seen either of them?
I've seen the Fez and Zion's one, because everyone was like, hey, go vote for them, please. Go vote for them on Friday.
It's all over. Like,
it's all over. It looks good, you know, and they used a lot of footage.
I think, because they made it themselves, didn't they?
It feels like something professional.
Yeah. And
which goes back to the whole thing. You would want someone who cares if you're professional about it.
I haven't seen the Fez video yet, but I have seen the Kiki and Clarence one.
What is that one?
They did a parody on Ariana Grande's Seven Rings song.
Ugh.
And the singing is something else, but the video is extremely well made, and they didn't make it, though. It was...
Who made it?
Some, like, college kid that, like, actually does that stuff for, like, a living. Like,
why?
I don't know, but it's just, like, I hope they paid him. Like,
God bless that college kid.
Literally, it's such a good video, though. It's, like, really good looking. But the singing is horrible. Sorry, not horrible. It's just not my taste.
It's not up to par.
It's not up to par. But I think, I don't know. Let's see, what else do I got to say about that? Do you think that... Who do you think is doing a better job at actually trying to reach their audience?
Fez and Zion, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you, what kind of question is that? They're out there handing out stickers and pencils and taking pictures with people.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's
and
them.
They're in,
I have
like,
not
the
heard anything from Kiki and Clarence.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I don't really know them or know what they look like.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, no, I have never seen any, like... I have never seen Kiki or Clarence.
But like, we saw Fez in the hallway literally yesterday.
Yeah, and
I saw them this morning. Fez and Zion, they had posted. This is on Thursday, by the way. I don't know when this will get. Thursday, what is it? May 2nd.
Yeah.
He was out there, like, poster on his chest.
Yeah.
You know, this is vote for me. It's like, okay.
I think the stickers are even extremely well made. You know, like, the stickers are so good.
Those are good stickers.
Yeah, like, they actually are investing into this, which is really cool. And it's just, like, if they're investing so much into it, then, like, they obviously have, like, a point, you know?
But then that's, like, a double-edged sword, because you could say that, like, you know, when Peaky and Clarence invested in the college kid editing their video, it's the same point.
Right.
You know, you can't just... As much as, like, you want to, like, be leaned or biased, you know, mm-hmm. They've both dumped some money into this.
Yeah, it's also kind of, like, it's kind of more of, like, what they're actually running for, you know what I
mean? Yeah.
It's just, it seems like with the Kiki and Clarence thing, I haven't heard anything about policy with them, or, like, what they want to do, or how they want to change it. But with them, it's, like, even in the video, they say, like, yeah, this is what we want. We want this, we want this, we want this, you know? Like, which is really cool, you know? And so, I don't know. I feel like Fez and Zion are people, because I've been really, like, split between the two, because the other thing that I've heard is that, like, what was the other thing I heard? I can't remember, but...
Imagine not remembering what you heard.
It was just something about how, like, they have been targeting, like, freshmen because they're easy to influence or whatever. But it's like they're freshmen, you know, like...
The whole point about targeting people is ridiculous because the whole point of elections and running for things is so that you can find an audience that's easy to manipulate and sway to vote for you. I mean, that's just... I mean, I'm not a politics guru at the end of the day, but, like... It's pretty easy. I mean, like, it goes back to the whole thing, like, of course they're doing it. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not do that?
Right. I think they're, like... Oh, yeah, this is the other thing that I heard, is that supposedly they are not that good at... Like, they're really good at making up ideas and really good at, like...
They're not good at
making
executing.
Plans, but they're not good at executing, yeah.
Well... You can say that we won't know till it happens.
Right.
That's why you have subpoenas.
Yeah.
No, we can't kick them out once they get in. But regardless, more or less,
I think of how ambitious they are, that's something that we need. You know, they want to reach the audience of our school, and they want to actually unite people and connect them. And I think they're doing a really good job. And they seem like really smart dudes, and I feel like...
They're certainly not dumb if they're doing things like trying to influence freshmen and sinking some amount of money.
And I don't think they're being manipulative. I think they're just...
It's not manipulative, it's smart at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think so.
I think if you really wanted to win, you wouldn't have to talk, you know, shit about the other candidate or whatever. It doesn't matter.
True.
That's what you do. And, like, if you were smart about it, you would try to get those people who are in the middle to go and vote for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I haven't heard anybody tell me to vote for Kiki and Clarence. Like, I've only seen stuff on Instagram, really, but it's from, like, the cousin that is... cousins of Clarence, like, so... That's where I get all my... That's my little birdie.
That's where I get all my tea.
That's where I get all my tea. But, yeah.
I think, though, that... You need to be careful, because at the same time, ambition can easily... lead to overconfidence.
Right.
So I don't want them to go into it being really overconfident in bed.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm probably going to wrap it up. So, I think, you know, be educated about who you're voting for. Know what you want to do with it. And, I feel like people running for student council should... be doing it because they want to make a change in the school and not because they're doing it for popularity. You know, I feel like we should have people that are in the position of power to actually do something with it instead of just sitting there, like, messing around and not doing anything. So, but yeah, be educated, be smart, know what you're doing, and go vote.